You're listening to a Toll Network production, putting heroes on trial because someone has to. Tired of the discourse and writer fandom? Looking for something to put that bounce in your step and a bee in your bonnet? Then look no further than the Uncommon Cast RX. Active ingredients: Ayla, Amit, Gomez Q, Claire, Midurion, Professor What, Sono, the Imposter. Side effects may include Heiseiitis, Show of Fever, Helper Robotophobia, and an English Lilt. So today it's just going to be the three of us, and we are talking about Kamen Rider the First. We're actually going to be doing a commentary on it. So go buy it at your local convenience store and pop it in your DVD player or your computer and set it all to zeros, and we'll begin to watch it all at the same time. It's me, Amit, here, and along with me are these two.
I'm definitely not just this guy. I'm Gomez Q, Todd, because I don't like going by web handles.
I'm Aleph. I'm just this guy, you know.
I've seen the first before at least twice and don't remember anything about it, so I'm looking forward to this refresher.
Yeah, I watched it a few months back. I'm not entirely sure you're missing much.
Oh, now, come on, let's go into it positively.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, it was my, I'm sure I've said this before, but for those of you who are new, it was my first exposure to Kamen Rider proper, even though it's not really proper. One of my first exposures, and it had a definite impression, and I guess we'll talk about that more as we continue to watch it. Listeners, go ahead and get your retracted, redacted TVN version or your official version like mine ready to go in a couple seconds when I say go. 3, 2, 1, go.
There's an unofficial version?
Yeah, TVN.
No, they didn't. Or your name isn't Amit.
Oh, you're right.
Uh-huh. So, hey, Toei, I hear good things about them.
Yeah,
I just
love
the logo.
At least I heard good things about them, you know, with all the other series they've done. This movie, on the other hand, not so sure. Has anyone heard good things about this movie?
Well, I've certainly heard that it is 90 minutes long.
Yeah.
That is a good length for a movie.
I've said good things about this movie, which I'm not fully going to retract. I think just the good is good and the bad is bad.
Okay.
And I know that's a completely meaningful statement. I think some of the spectacle is really fun, and I think one of the most interesting things that they did with this movie was make it kind of a synthesis and a retelling of the manga and the original show. Like the detailing on that spider... what is it? Insectizer or whatever?
That's really gross, though. Just opens up his ribs.
It's great, though.
What did you say in your version it's called?
Oh, you know, in the TV Nihon version, they call it, Inhumanoids.
Okay.
The evil that lies within.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's taken.
Yeah, just a bit.
I do love the more visceral take on the monster design, though. I mean, who doesn't? I'm guessing. I mean, I'm assuming most people listening to this will agree with that wholeheartedly, because I think a lot of people want to see that more realistic, I suppose is the word, take on monsters.
Hmm. I kind of feel like it's a bad idea on their part, though, to invoke the old theme song.
Really?
Because, boy, that's... Well, I mean, you know, they put the old theme song up on my version, anyway.
No, it's definitely here.
I wouldn't have done it if I was them, because that's reminding people of a better thing.
Oh, well, hey.
Of a different thing, let's be fair. We haven't yet.
I kind of feel like it's possible that the idea is, you remember that thing you loved? Well, we're going to crush it with our superiority and our pretty darkness.
So
yeah, like the Transformers films by Michael Bay.
Well, I mean, it definitely is not aimed at... children at all. This is for the adult fans of the thing. And, you know, I guess taking it from that perspective and being a little nicer about it, it could just be, hey, remember that thing you used to like as a kid? Well, we're going to show it to you from a different take.
Interesting comparison with Michael Bay's Transformers movies, because, I mean, those are, like, well, honestly, I'm not really sure who they're aimed at. I assume they're supposed to be family movies, because obviously they're there to sell toys to an extent. But also they have loads of, like, teenage humor and, I don't know, action that I expect would attract an adult audience. This, though, the first, I can't imagine this would have any appeal for a audience under 13.
No.
Because, I mean...
But maybe.
Were there toys? I assume there were, but they would have been, like, adult collectibles or something, wouldn't they?
Yeah, there are figure arts, and maybe vinyl statues, but I'm not sure about that. But for sure, figure arts.
And some of the SIC ones, too, well, but...
Oh, yeah, SIC are super hardcore.
Yeah, oh. Serious.
Yeah, they are.
Soaked in candle wax is what I think SIC stands for.
That's a good one.
Yeah, they're beautiful little lumps, aren't they? So who's this guy? He looks like kind of heroic.
He's the guy who I wish had any, just a fraction of Fujioka's charisma, because he is our Hongo.
You know, is it charisma when we look at... Okay, I love Fujioka as much as the next guy. Is it charisma, or is it the hair?
Well, 601...
Don't you think his hair is charismatic?
Yeah.
His follicles are charming. But
I mean, if this guy had the hair, I'd probably be a lot more inclined
to
like him.
I'm a huge mark for...
I don't dislike him. He's just...
I'm a huge mark for the original series, and I suppose with something like this, you can't help but compare them, can you? But...
Well, it does kind of invite it. Really demand it.
Yeah.
Don't stare at her ass, Hongo. That's really unappealing.
It's rude, isn't it? Well, of course, this is a film from the mid-2000s, so it has to have romance with a capital R. Now, I, for one, am not against that, and that is actually one of the biggest criticisms I've seen of this movie, is the romantic angles, which I don't understand, because I love romance anything.
I like romance, I just want it to be good.
Well, compared to the original series, where Hongo and Ruriko seem to be heading for something, go off to Europe together, and then Hongo returns, but Ruriko doesn't, anything would seem romantic, by comparison.
Ah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I always felt so sorry for her, just getting left behind in Europe like that. Just settled down with some guy in France, living the life.
I guess that explains a couple bits in Kuga. That would be a better fate for her, though, anyway. Well, I'm not spoiling anything. But...
Sorry, go on.
I like this repeating motif, though, with the water crystals and the snow.
Yeah, I feel like it's really effective. I know, or I think I remember back in, like, 2008, there was some potentially pseudoscience about... like, if you attach, you know, a written note on water and it says a positive thing or a negative thing.
I love that pseudoscience.
Which they reference in
it's
here.
It's gorgeous. Also, I love this guy. This guy's
let's
great.
Let's talk about him.
He's on screen. Sorry. Just
No, that's fine. Just this is a crazy setup.
Yeah, I appreciate this, even as I'm mad that all the mooks are wearing gas masks and not luchador
costumes. I'm here to, like... obviously, from the start, kind of defend this movie, because Good Cop is already ripping into it. I don't know what's happened.
I'm not... I love... Okay, I will say, in the interest of getting back to Good Cop, I like the thing where you see the guy put on the mask.
Oh, I love
and he becomes the
brilliant
bat monster by putting the mask on.
All the kaijin
on.
Being mask riders, effectively. But playing up the mask angle is brilliant. But yeah, I don't like the gas masks either, because I think they're very try-hard. But I also have to point out that... you know, the Shaka guys didn't wear lucha masks until they were transferred from the Mexico branch. You know, if you want to be a real writer, you've got to be like, oh, you should
that's
be in berets with red and green face paint. You know? That's
those guys weren't his great.
Well, actually, and in the original manga, I mean, it was, you know, it was open season, they all looked completely different.
True.
But yeah, I mean, I don't like the mooks, as you called them, but I love the kaijin. I love the inhumanoids. Decomposer is my favorite.
Also, I like that the transformation is appropriately body horror-ish.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's got to be, though, hasn't it? Like, you know.
All the veins and stuff. It's like, okay, that's a nice shorthand.
Yeah, to not... let Ishinomori receive only praise, because that's not fair.
But we do like him.
We like him a lot.
Oh, big fan.
Certain aspects of him, anyway. He dropped a ball, in my opinion, in not having all the kaijin in the manga look like writers, and I think that's a huge success in this version of the story, this retelling.
Mm.
And I really like that, you know, as was mentioned earlier. And also the "my body has been transformed" thing never really, in my opinion, played well in the show. I mean, you can break all the sinks and stuff you want and hurt all the kids you try to comfort. But it just it never really sold to me as well.
It's such a small part, isn't it, of the original show?
I love that. Sorry. I love that helmet. The light up eyes is clever. And I like just starting out with our hero as a villain, if only to showcase how freaking scary Shocker would be to your average guy.
Right, and that's another failing of Ishinomori's, I feel like, in the manga, where he went completely heroic with Hongo at first. And I think it's a missed opportunity, but maybe that's, I don't know if that's 20th century or 21st century, whatever we're in now. Like sensibilities unfairly judging.
I think it's
safe
to say, I mean, at the time, I think it was pretty original, and now obviously, what you mean there, if you'll allow me to take control of your thoughts, is not that you wish the original had been done differently, but that you'd like to see it done this way in a new series. You're not actually...
You know what?
Yeah.
That would be
even
better.
You're not actually saying the original sucked. You know, because I know you appreciate the original for what it did at the dawn of the 1970s, you know, one of the craziest decades for film and television. One of the most brilliant decades for film and television. But, yeah, what you want is a new show that can get that evil thing, that can get the body horror in. Because, I mean, Kamen Rider, Showa-wise at least, he's a monster. But he's a monster that consciously chooses the side of good.
Yeah, that's totally true.
But that's what makes it so beautiful.
Is this a Big Machine reference, Todd, would you say? Or am I way off on saying that?
Whatever this supercomputer mainframe he's blowing up is, it hasn't said, if you want to blame someone, blame the government you Japanese elected. So I don't... It's Little Machine, I think.
Okay, there you go.
It's a little brother.
It's a little machine. It doesn't know about politics. Can I just say as well, design-wise, I really love, and I wonder if this is a conscious choice, the fact that they show his neck. The only part of him that's exposed is his neck. And I always remember noticing on early Rider episodes, you can see the guy's neck all the time, you know, and it's like an accident. And after Fujioka leaves the show, to trick the audience into thinking he's still there, they would have the guy in an obvious wig and the hair's coming out the bottom of the helmet. And it's like, no, look, Fujioka's still there. See, hair. Like, your gut reaction is that's a mistake, right? Then you're not meant to be able to see his neck. So I like how they make that cool here. You know, mid-2000s cool in a capital C.
Right. I have to say I kind of fell victim to that. Mm. Not victim, but I bought into that 100% because I was super excited to get the... Hongo Returns figure art of Rider 1 explicitly because it had the hair.
Nice. Okay, I just want to point, I'm sorry to keep interrupting, but I love that Professor Shinigami not changed at all. No updates, no...
Yeah, the actor's looking really good for being dead. It's actually, this bit kind of bothers me. I don't know if I can put it...
Oh, is it actually just footage
it's
of the guy?
Footage. I don't know if I can really put it into words, but I don't really like...
No, that's fair.
I don't really like how Shinigami is the leader, effectively, of Shocker. I mean, I know he could just be second in command here, but I think he was an odd choice. I'm not sure if it was a tribute to the actor, to his death.
I imagine so, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't quite sit right with me.
Would you have preferred...
Preferred no explicit reference to the original. I think it's completely ham-fisted and unnecessary. I love having, you know... the kid and the lady. I think that's really cool. I would have liked to have seen a new, you know, a new face in the middle there.
And it also puts Shocker down on that human level when it's just people.
Yeah.
And it actually makes it even more evil because this, you know, pretty lady and this hip-looking guy are part of this organization where they're, you know, okay with abducting people and transforming their bodies and sending them to murder people.
And making just having lots of Nazi imagery all over the dang place.
Right,
yeah,
that
lady,
too.
By the way, it's only just occurred to me, is she joins Hikawa from Agito in the live-action Cash Earn movie from 2004. They're both in that as prominent villains. Yeah,
nice.
Say Sagare. But she doesn't do a lot in this. I like that she's there, and I kind of wish her glamorishness was played up more, because I know that Matt agrees with me on this. One of the coolest things about Black was how Golgom have, like, celebrities and opinion formers and politicians yes. in their pocket.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's so cool.
Like, pop
yeah,
stars. We've discussed
that before, and I think that's such a great, that's so Ishinomori, the idea that they're tricking teenagers into thinking evil is cool. He'd love that. You know, I'd like to see that come up more. I'd like for her to be a bit more glammed up. And I like the kid. I think he's great, you know. Just have a trendy kid there. You can imagine him going on the forums and spreading, like, shocker memes, you know.
I love this cat taxi driver.
He's rude, though.
Yeah, he is, but...
I love the,
That's why I don't know. Guy's trying to smoke in his cab. Nope, not having it. Psh, psh.
I love the chair doilies. That's
yes.
what I'm all about those. But, yeah, I love the shots here, the claustrophobic atmosphere, which I think is something that it's a horror element. It's a really obvious horror element. And one thing I love about older Kamen Rider is those horror elements. He's used the phrase, if you already used the phrase body horror specifically, but I mean in a wider sense, like I like to think that Kamen Rider, the original series at least, is kind of a horror series, if only for the first two episodes.
Well, I'll say this, like,
yeah.
you know, I just finished Black not too long ago, and that's basically just a 25-minute horror movie, except at the end, another monster pops in to beat the crap out of the other ones.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, you know, I think, like, the second or third episode with freaking Baphomet, the black goat that comes out of the woods, and...
Oh, yeah, that was nuts.
Yeah, I mean, that was great! Oh,
was he the one who had the cult?
Yes, the cult of the black goat.
Yeah, that's so great.
Straight up Lovecraft reference. It was glorious.
But you said the one who had the cult.
You know,
he's packing a revolver or something. They were
very funny. You know, I got to say, the effectiveness of that scene was cool because you could feel the tension ramping up until it comes to that head, and then you get. Bodies dropping out of trees.
Out of trees. That was really nice. Just done now.
You know what I noticed about this film, especially at this moment,
is the day for night shot,
isn't it? This is a blue night, a blue night.
Yes.
But I mean, I think that might be another thing that will put people off. Because although it's kind of the joke that long time, or maybe not even long time Rider fans, but. Definitely ones that have been into it for like 12 or so years, like me. Everyone's like thinks they want darker and grittier. Sorry, Claire, who some of you may know, just put a terrible face at me for being like, "Oh, I've been into Kamen Rider for 12 years." I'm just saying.
I just like the spider guy, the little legs off the spider guy's head.
Like, I don't think this is what people mean when they say they want a darker series. They don't literally mean they want it to be harder to see what's going on.
No, certainly not.
Yeah, of course not. The production team doesn't mind, because then it's easier to hide things, I think. But, it's not that satisfying to watch. There's a well-lighted fight scene between the two hoppers later in the movie, and that's...
Whoa, two hoppers.
Much nicer to look at. Yeah.
I love this, though.
The snow motif.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, he's suddenly distracted by the beauty of nature and his love of water crystals. It's, you know, it's cheese, but I love campy stuff. I can't help it. This is just terrible.
I'm not sure this is any more camp or cheesy than anything else that's ever been in Kamen Rider. I think it's pretty much exactly on message, which is why it bothers me actually that this movie's kind of ignored. In terms of the larger franchise, it's not considered a part of the same ragtag nonsense continuity with a small c that all the other series are considered part of, you know? Because obviously we're expected to be, oh yeah, Super One and O's definitely occur in the same story. Yeah, of course they did. It makes perfect... Why?
Yeah.
Like, what possible... Oh, so they can team up for you know, cameos where they don't even say anything. Yeah, brilliant. I've gone on record as saying I hate the big crossover movies. I'd love them if there was more to them and if there was less of them. I think they're over-deleted. And I think
I can
a movie like
that.
This, to me, is so much more interesting than, you know, let's go, all Riders, no one talk, fight the made-up baddie that'll only show up in this movie and has poorly defined motivation. I'll take a remake of an old series any day.
Well,
hold on, I gotta stop and just say, wasn't that jump onto... the hopper,
yeah, the
pretty darn cool.
Nice.
That was. Yeah.
It's relatively cheap, I think, but it's good for what it is.
Hey, you know, you give them what they get. You know, what they've got is pretty decent. Yeah.
I gotta bring up something from like a minute ago again.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, the cheesiness of the moment of him, not the cheesiness, just the moment where he gets the crystals on him, and unfortunately it was bad CGI, but like it's actually kind of really evocative of me to the moment where in Zeto the movie just stops to show the beauty of nature. And that's really cool.
I can't believe we're sort of justifying, oh man, we love this you know, this children's franchise about people who turn into superheroes sometimes for terribly, terribly contrived reasons and fight garishly suited monsters every week. Sometimes it's...
You can say Golgum,
it's
okay.
A little bit goofy. You're like, yeah, okay.
All the time, it's a little bit goofy, and I
have a small hardcore group of friends who are massive pro wrestling fans, and they never feel the need to apologize for the fact that they watch a program that takes itself extremely seriously, where, you know, it's obviously not all entirely genuine, and sometimes people come back from the dead. Like, so I think we can do Kamen Rider the same service.
Right. I mean, and if you want to be... I don't know, picky or whatever. Like, it's stupid that he transformed when he took off his helmet into wearing regular clothes, because,
hey,
I mean, last we saw, he was naked or something,
but
right?
But look, that's just how this works.
The costume is in the helmet. It's like the monsters. It's like Rider Man, actually. That's how it works for Rider Man, right? It's like imagined reboot of 80s cartoon Mask would actually work. They'd actually get suits that would come out of the masks. But that's
nice.
For another day. Because everybody loved Mask, right? No.
Man, I'm going to... off air, we're going to nerd out about this.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay, that's definitely Sagara. Yeah, I like, you know, they've got the dress and everything, but where is she? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not... I'd love it if she was backstage at, like, an event at a gala or something.
Yes.
Just a bit more background detail, you know.
It would almost even be cooler if she was, like, at a club in the bathroom or something.
Yeah, absolutely.
I do like this this thing they're doing with the blood replacement complication.
Mm. Yeah.
This is how we keep people loyal, and this is going to cause trouble for our hero later down the road.
And it's nice and visceral as well, isn't it? I like that blood is literally a part of the plot compared to, say, I'll always bash on... If it comes down to Showa versus Heisei, I'll almost always side with Showa. But in Heisei, like, the equivalent is, you know, basically, I found a magic thing, and I wear it, and it's great, you know. Whereas in Showa, it's almost always, everybody I know is dead, I've been turned into a monster, I'll never be happy. And that, for me, is more, like, I'm not really a superhero guy, I'm not really into superhero fiction, but that's a much more compelling hero to me.
It is.
Someone who has to overcome it. I mean, that's why Spider-Man was so massively popular, you know, still is, compared to all the other stuff that was going on in the 60s, because he was kind of crap. He was a kid with problems, you know?
Right.
Speaking of problems, I like that we are doing all of the, oh, my inhuman strength of my maimed body. Also, okay, this bit here... She just saw him murder her husband, or boyfriend, or whatever. Yeah.
Right.
Why is she not called the cops? She knows where he works.
Well, I'd be pretty scared, I have to admit, you know?
Yeah, but, you know, it's like, you know, let's just leave with it. I'm just like, oh, okay, a couple, just like, oh, I'm going to lead him into the police.
Tough one to decode, yeah, gotta be.
Yeah, everyone's pretty chill.
Yeah, it's a really relaxed atmosphere. And, you know, now that you've said it, this guy's hair does kind of suck. I'm sorry.
Wow.
Yeah, I knew that kind of came out of nowhere.
No, it's okay.
No, it's cool. Like, this is a commentary thing. So.
The flashback.
Yeah,
this is ridiculous.
We were just there,
just
guys.
Oh,
especially the glass
breaking.
Don't
even get me started on flashbacks to things that happened like in the thing. That should never happen. If it does, it should be like Rashomon style from someone else's perspective. You know, not just don't reuse footage from the same thing.
Yeah.
That really points to the budget.
Again,
here.
I'm just going to slap you. I'm going to slap you and walk away, and no police are going to get called.
Aleph, what would you do in that situation?
not go to where the guy who murdered my boyfriend is and call the cops and say, he works here.
Step away. Yeah, I guess. Because, I mean, I'm not sure how I deal with that, you know. I think she's dealing with it quite well.
A lot better than I would.
Thing, you know, she's on top of things, which is kind of nice to see.
That's true. I'll give you that.
Ruriko.
Like, she is getting up in the face of the superpowered murderer who just slaughtered her boyfriend.
Let's go comparison. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I think Ruriko ends the first episode, like, unconscious in the back of Tachibana's car, doesn't she? So.
Sounds about right.
That sounds about
right.
Not,
you know, I think we're doing okay. You know, when it comes to, you know, the character who occupies that sort of, I guess, it's I wouldn't say necessary, but that trope, you know, that space, the female character who, the gutsy reporter who gets to the bottom of it and falls in love with him, even though he seemingly killed her whatever. She's exactly the same character as Ruriko, isn't she? Really?
Hmm. Yeah, to some extent. I mean, she's definitely supposed to mirror that. But I got to bring up is this something about the moral hell of being a superpowered person?
Yep.
He possibly just killed the person driving in back of that truck by having the truck land on and crush them. But save the little girl.
You've both got A names. This is really throwing me. Do you know what, Amit, right? If you can't deal with picking up a gun that makes cool noises when you scratch it and mowing down legions of innocent people doing their job who are all dressed like your friend who died, then you're not fit to be a hero, all right? Hunger doesn't care what happened to that driver, and he's right. All right? Kill him! Cuts to the cabin, okay. There's a Kurikage in there. Who cares?
He's the great
man.
You know
what I mean?
Look,
you know,
probably is.
He's the great man. He doesn't have to justify himself to you. He will bear the sin.
That's it.
No, I'm pretty sure he's actually doing the right thing of being rueful
of
what happened, but trying to see that, you know, the best of the situation has been made.
I kid Hongo.
I'm a sucker for the looking at the hands instead of literally saying, what have I done?
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Like, I really messed up a stir fry the other day. I know, how can you mess up a stir fry, right? And I'm meant to be like a good cook. But I really screwed up this stir fry because I was distracted, and I just stood there looking at my hands, bits of spring onion on them. A single tear of soy sauce runs down my face.
Okay.
Oh, suicide! Sorry.
What's going on now?
Film.
Yeah.
Suicide.
Not funny.
This is like I'm kind of into this, or I would have been as a 15-year-old. Like I would have seriously marked out for this scene. Because for some reason, and I was not like an emo kid when it was a thing, but the idea of a
you were emo before it was cool.
No,
right?
Because before emo was actually a thing, it was like a kind of punk. Kids that were emo in my
that's what they kept telling
me. They all had like shaved heads.
I kept hearing it, and I'm like, this is not.
Yeah, they
punk.
All had shaved heads and wore beanies. I don't know if it's like an American thing and an English thing or whatever, but like that was what emo was when I was 17. Anyway, point is. I really liked as a teenager that idea of a character who can't die trying to kill themselves. There was something about it, and like I don't know. I'm not so sure about it now because I'm not sure about the message it sends. But
that's not Hongo. We don't.
No, sorry, no, of course. But I mean, I like the idea of these sort of guys who are. Well, I mean, it's not Hongo, but he's not that different, is he? You know, spoilers.
Yeah, he's as good as dead. According to himself,
but,
you know.
Yeah, spoilers. He probably wouldn't have died if he jumped off there, right? Unless I'm.
No, that part hasn't happened yet.
Oh right, okay.
I don't think.
Well, maybe he should have.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Yeah.
Wow. That's
right.
Not good.
That's pretty hard.
I'm sorry, listeners. I kind of messed up there, but I mean, in that case, no, screw it. It shouldn't have happened at all.
See, you're echoing my childish sentiments towards suicidal people.
No, it's funny because I've seen this movie twice, and I actually, for some reason, every time I've just assumed that he's already gone through his change and he doesn't like what he's becoming. I don't know where I got that from. But no,
well,
the fact
be,
that he...
You know, a more fun
well,
thing.
The fact that he does resist the urge to commit suicide is, you know, good, obviously, like...
Yes.
Right.
Obviously, I don't actually wish he had killed himself because, A, he's a fictional
character. Oh, another one of them flashbacks.
And B, everything else. Yeah.
remember this moment from 2 minutes
ago? I actually
ago?
Don't, because apparently I have a terrible memory for this film. And I'll be honest, it does kind of blend in with the second one, and I'm not sure they made a mistake by introducing the second writer in this film. I don't know, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself. Oh, obviously I am, but I would have liked to have gotten to know Hongo for a whole movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been nice. Although I guess they chose to bring out his character more with, you know, contrasting him.
Okay,
which,
again, I'm going to break the fourth wall here. Kind of, Claire is around, and she's drooling at the bike. I assume she's not drooling at Miyuchi, who is not really in his prime anymore here. Claire's a bike nerd, but...
I was never really into him.
Claire was never really into Miyuchi. Okay, can we talk about Miyuchi here? Someone else says something.
Yes, please do. Kamen Rider V3 and everybody else. Wasn't he a couple Sentai range, Sentai
of course
people
he was
too?
A couple of Sentai people. He was you know, the original blue guy and big one in Jacka. I think he was like a commander in O-Ranger. I haven't seen O-Ranger, although I really want to. Anyway,
I don't know.
Could some strong
but yeah, it's
about,
kind of strange to have him reprising.
Reprising.
No, not
exactly,
reprising, but
butting
into the Tachibana role, which is too bad.
That is kind of what messes me up here, I'll be honest. I don't know if you guys have strong
I just
feelings.
Don't understand this scene. just give him the bike, this origin for the bike, it makes no sense to me. It's like, well, you look like you're an amazing protagonist for this movie. Have a bike.
It is pure fan service, isn't it? I mean, what I don't understand... Okay, so...
Sorry,
no,
it's a great line.
It is a great line.
I'm just. Hey, what's up? I didn't want to mess anything up for the university, so I quit. Oh well, thanks for telling me that, murderer of my boyfriend. Let's hang out now.
So I've come out as like a Showa loyalist, kind of. I have a.
No, that's
I
fair.
Am a big fan of Kobayashi, the original Tobei. I love him in everything he's been in. Godzilla. Best
even Ultraman.
I haven't actually seen him in Ultraman. Oh, the baby car movie he was in. You know, Lone Wolf and Cub. He was in a Lone Wolf and Cub movie. Really minor role, but it's great to see him there because he's just so. I find him so magnetic. I love his face. But obviously, you couldn't have him in this movie. The man had been dead what 10 years. But why replace him with V3 of all people?
Yeah, especially I don't find he does not have the same level of charm that Kobayashi did for sure. Like,
okay,
yeah, nowhere
he
near.
Was supposed to be in Agito as the guy who you know, from people who've seen Agito, the fella at the garage who hangs out with Ryo towards the end of the series.
Oh, nice.
That was supposed to be Kobayashi in that role, but I don't know how they messed that up because that was years after Kobayashi had died. But that's just what I heard on some Japanese website. Anyway, I guess it was a long term plan. I would have rather have seen the guy from Agito, to be honest. I would have rather have seen, I don't know, a mentor. I don't see Miyuchi as a mentor. It's a weird fit for me.
I'm just glad books are still screaming E.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't even seen much of V3, maybe 12 or 15 episodes, and he is definitely not as charming or engaging as either Hongo or
Jimon. It's my least favorite Showa series. It's one of my least favorite Kamen Riders. I don't really get V3. It's basically a rehash of the original. They're obviously trying to imitate what made the first one successful, and it's just not very interesting to me. Not very fun.
I mean, a thing they did get well, or do properly in this one, jeez, is definitely having the bike fights.
Yes.
And, I think that little interaction between Spider and the mooks, telling them to get him, even though they were already trying to, it's kind of superfluous, but it's nice.
Well,
to
you
see
know,
him
he's the commander. That's a good character moment. Let us know what's up.
It is great to see, riding in Kamen Rider, though, huh?
Yeah. Not enough of it, man. There's just plain not enough of it. I just want to see tons more series where they just kick each other off of bikes.
Be timely and talk about Kamen Rider Drive. Supposedly there are pictures of a car with two suited people.
It's a silly looking car, too.
Well, yeah, like Rideron wasn't silly.
Yeah.
But you know, hopefully there will be a lot of driving in that, and the car will be like a huge part of it, if not a bike, which a bike would be better, but if...
You know, take
anything with wheels. Yeah. Something with wheels.
You know, in the light of day, I have to say the spider suit looks even better.
It's cool, huh?
You know, like how the Hopper suit has the little wing pattern on the back. He's got the spider leg pattern going around the the back. That's good.
I would say the
rider kick.
Only weakness is his zippers all over the place. Superfluous zippers is kind of,
you know,
but maybe
the
they were like, hey, let's make this 2006, final fantasy.
2006, bro. What do you want? And a bit of a pose here.
Less zippers.
Okay. No, I'm with you.
No, but I mean, all the stuff's around.
Okay, but I mean,
good.
Yeah, okay. So. Drive is going to be a series with a car, so presumably there'll be lots of road-based action. And I know it's high budget, but there have been series that have pulled it off in some capacity. Kabuto had some great road-based action early on. You don't necessarily have to have lots of cars exploding. Just set some action on a road with a, you know, with a dolly, and like you can make it look right.
I hope there are
no
highway
pirates, and I'll be ecstatic.
You hope there are no cars exploding. Why?
Yes.
That?
The only car I want to explode would be Drive's towards the middle of the series, and then he has to get something else or something like that.
A motorcycle, perhaps?
Perhaps. Maybe a really fast Segway.
Well, speaking of Segways...
Yeah.
Nice. Here's another series.
And now we're back to Suicide
Boy. Here's Act 2 of the movie. Okay, so I feel sorry for this guy now, because... Oh, he's crying. He's crying flowers, because I completely misinterpreted him. So I do feel bad now. I'm like, I'm sorry. You really shouldn't have tried to kill yourself and see what happened. But like, this reminds me of a series I haven't actually finished. Does this remind anyone else of the start of Fize? And I'm really
a
little bit.
I
can see it.
Well, I mean, this is an Inoue script.
I can't remember the guy's name.
Just a year or two after Fize, if I remember correctly.
Guy. I don't know. What was the horse fan guy called?
I just kind of love...
Kiba.
Okay.
Kiba
well, this guy,
is
oh,
name,
yeah. Yuji, right? Kiba Yuji. This guy reminds me of...
I believe
this guy
that
reminds
is correct,
me of him. Not just in his, like, plot, because obviously he's in a similar situation where his life has fallen apart, and I think it's quite ambiguous whether he's going to, you know, go down the path of light or the path of darkness. But also just in his mannerisms, it's almost explicit to me that he's trying to be that same character. I don't know, maybe I'm reading too much into it. Very similarly to me.
I could see that.
I almost wonder if maybe they wanted him back or something.
He looks like him,
like that, and
him.
Couldn't do it.
I don't know.
I just kind of love that his whole reaction to getting flowers from a secret sympathizer is just to be like, ah, who would dare?
I wonder if it's just like one of those stages of grief things where he is mad at the world. It's funny, I don't think they ever really get into what his disease might be.
They don't have to, do they?
And I mean, it's not that important to the plot, but...
Man, this bit...
It's definitely something terminal.
This bit reminds me of a great Kamen Rider series, Kamen Rider G. Everybody's favorite.
Yes, yes, indeed.
I could see that.
So here...
I kind of like that she finally gets, like, some stuff to build her up.
Oh, yeah, totally. And here, this is a flashback I don't mind because it is new footage. I just want to point that out. That's
exactly.
Good. You know, that's,
right.
That's great.
That's how you use a flashback.
Yeah.
Also,
this
thing
guy?
Where... Yeah, who looks just like her fiancé. Mm. For reasons.
Right. Now, did we ever determine that they just, like, grabbed his body and made him into a cyborg? Is that what happened?
That's it.
Not really, because, like, they already had the second helmet. It was after he died, but they... I think she would have mentioned that, oh, and they never found my fiancé's body, except that she's remarkably cool about every other facet of her fiancé dying, so... I don't know.
Yeah.
Again, this is still confusing to me.
I'm just enjoying. I'm just enjoying hanging out with Raya. Don't know if you guys are big fans of Ryuki.
That
it's
is
probably
Raya.
Hard
oh
to
my
recognize Hayato in this movie is Raya. And
wow.
Right,
How about
Here's
that?
The terrible thing about doing commentary, right? I don't know about you guys. I've actually got the film itself muted, so I can't hear, won't hear Hayato's voice in this. But Hayato slash Raya, I can't remember the poor guy's name, he's the voice actor for Bowser Jr. So just let that one sink in.
That's pretty funny.
Okay? That's great.
Just let that one sink in. I'll just leave you folks. Because I like to bring the trivia when we do commentary, and I'm afraid there isn't much for the first. I think I really went for it in, like, you know, when we did Shin, Zedo, and Jay, I brought a lot of commentary, you know? I brought a lot of trivia. I brought the 411. This one, I barely made it up to, you know, 410. I don't know what's going on with this movie. There's very little interesting, like, happened around it. It's really strange. And Toei almost buried it.
You know? See, that's kind of interesting.
It
was not a major success, except it did get a sequel.
Who's the one main... Okay, well, who are the main riders you don't see in any crossover? This guy and G. You know, there are some who were the heroes of their show and don't turn up, and I genuinely don't understand why that is. Because you can say they're one-offs, but J shows up. No. Jay at least has the growing gimmick. Zedo, okay?
Yeah,
that is an identical suit to Jay. But he doesn't have, like, a special skill. Zedo is the most bare-bones rider of all time. Even more so than the original. He's got less moves than Ichigo. And he shows up.
But that increases his
awesomeness. Oh, no, I love Zedo. I love the character. But, I mean...
Yeah, for the crossover utility, there isn't much.
There's nothing for the poor guy to do, apart from, like, look behind him all the time, see if Dorash is there, but... Yeah, I don't know why we can't get G in crossovers. If we get writers that, like, so many people hate, supposedly, like Decade and Deno, that so many Western fans particularly hate, and characters that aren't as popular with the Japanese fans, like Kabuto, you know, why can't we have these guys? I don't get it.
Dude, you're blowing my mind with the idea that anyone would not like those guys.
Yeah, well, that's just someone's got to be at the bottom, haven't they?
Well, and Double's the best writer all history.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Yeah. And that is almost entirely a Western thing. It's astounding how popular Double is with English-speaking fans. Because it did well in Japan, but, like, that well.
I just...
Enough to...
I come back to the film for
course.
Just a sec.
No, come back to the film for an hour. That's what we're here for.
I'm just like, her whole grieving process is so weird, because it's like, I get wanting to hang out with someone who looks just like your fiancé, but it's like, it's really creepy. Mm. Like, you look just like my fiancé, and then you ask me out on a date. Certainly, you are not a total creeper. Also, Hongo... trying to follow her on her date after she thinks he murdered her fiancé and has repeatedly told him, go away, leave me alone forever.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that our heroes come off like creepy stalkers, except our heroes really come off like creepy stalkers, and now they're going to have a fight to see which one of them gets to be the creepier stalker.
Yeah. Yeah, that is kind of weird. I mean, that's how they present, but it might be a good thing that they're... I don't know. Am I just trying to make up for the movie because I like the idea of Kamen Rider, that it's kind of an interesting spin to them being, like, misunderstood heroes?
Well, it's an interesting thing. It's just, it doesn't come off well. Like, I see where they're going. Like, he's... Okay, I like the transformation pose here. Sorry. I'm sad that no one shouts Henshin.
Oh, but you understand why, like...
But I get it. You know, we're trying to age
well,
it up.
When did... Again, right, if this is really like a remake taking the original Bare Bones, he didn't say Henshin initially in the show, so I'm
no,
fine.
No, you're right
That's
about that.
A point. Fair point. But yeah, so I just... I get that, like, Hongo's protecting her even though she hates him, but at the same time, he's also... There's also that element where he clearly wants to like, put his mouth on her mouth, and...
Unfortunately.
That adds a weird...
Well, as penance for killing her...
Can I say, I like... I just noticed it, but I like how they're subtly different colors, but taken individually, you would say, obviously, that's Kamen Rider. They're subtly different shades of green,
right.
They have different shades of red eyes, you know, one has the white. I think they did a really good job differentiating them, but making both look...
See, like me, I'm a bit colorblind,
okay.
So... The Hongo comes off as really great in me, and the other
Ichimonji,
Hayato, thank you.
If you want,
Ichimonji comes off as like bright green to me. So
yeah,
like it's just like, you know, one and the other to me.
I'm gonna call them Bowser Jr. and that because it's hard, isn't it? Calling him Hongo feels weird, right? And Hayato, that
yeah,
because yeah, we're all kind of big fans of the original. So I'm gonna call him Bowser Jr. and that lad from the arcade that Sailor Moon has a crush on, because that Motoki. Yeah, he plays the Hongo plays Motoki in the live action Sailor Moon. So there you go. That's the one.
There you go.
Poor guy, you know, the red herring of Sailor Moon.
Well, I guess there had
we
to
should
be
probably
one.
Talk about this movie before we start talking about Sailor Moon reboot, because I will talk about that.
Yeah, that. Oh, I should have invited you. That's already been done. You can join us next time on Moonspeak.
That's a great name.
Where we discuss Sailor Moon Crystal.
No, okay, if you're joking, you've got to take that name before someone else does, all right?
Oh, no, I'm
already annoyed.
Serious.
That there's a flipping construction company called Podzilla, so we've got to really think outside the box for a name for our Godzilla cast.
You could just call it Podzilla.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry.
That's good.
Yeah, Sono and I recorded an episode.
Wow, missing out. Yep. Okay, well,
it's going to be coming out on Mondays. It'll be Sailor Moon Days for all you Crystal fans
that's
out
great.
There. Yeah,
Hongo. Hongo, you are being a creep.
Yeah, what's
here.
Going on here? I'm not really a fan of the bike hug.
You're letting her think you're not the guy who she thinks murdered your fiance.
Right. Yeah, that kind of sucks. But it's interesting here. Like, there's the water crystal motif came up again. Mm. So there's like transformation going on within the characters themselves, and we saw that earlier when it cut over to the hospital and I don't know, Mr. Suicide and the Flower Lady.
I loved that band in high school.
But anyway, like, their relationship was changing because they actually met and they talked, and the same thing is happening here. Their relationship is changing, and it's kind of signified by the water crystals showing up.
Okay. That's actually a very good point. I had not noticed that motif quite so much. That's good.
Like, it might not be great, but it's there. You know, they tried.
Take your mask off and let me see your face so that I can hate you. And then he just delivers this great pickup line, like, that's right up there with, are you an angel?
Can I say, I love the urban setting here. I don't care whether it's day or night, that can, you know, that doesn't bother me either way. But fact that the streetlights, the hedges, it sounds really silly, but we don't really see a lot of that in Rider now, for my money. Not enough, anyway.
No, that's very
true. Even though there's been a concerted effort to kind of create a sense of character in a place, with Double and Onwards, you know, there's the idea of, oh, look at how important this place is. The places often come off as really artificial to me, and we often only see, like,
three
locations, and there's hardly anyone there. You know, you can tell me this is the cool fruit bar where all the kids hang out, but unless I actually see it buzzing with activity, and unless I see different angles of it, unless I see the outside, the inside, the back room, I'm not really going to get a sense of that as a real geographical location. Seeing all of these different corners of the city, that I love that. Mm. And I loved it about the original series, how you were just as likely to see, you know, quite a hip section of Tokyo as you were a construction site in the middle of nowhere and like a dam, you know, and they'll fight on the dam and this kind of stuff. They really get involved with the scenery.
It was really cool with the original show that I was reading, and I believe this is accurate because I saw, like, over 36 episodes, it changed. They would, like, travel and shoot in different locations for, you know, weeks at a time, and you get a really good sense of Japan, you know, the different atmospheres or locales there that are there.
If we were a lesser group, we would probably have pointed out the red scarf just then, but no one seemed to. That's good.
Well, I think...
And how he just throws it away.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we can belabor the point. Yeah. I mean, they're obviously paralleling each other so much. Like I mentioned with the water crystal imagery, like, one of them is reticent and the other one wants to draw nearer to this person who they're connected to in both stories.
And in both stories, like, the they just, like, I don't know why they would keep hanging out. It's like, oh, I hate you, go away. All right, well, I'm gonna keep forcing my attentions on you. I really, seriously, I hate you. I want to kill you. Go away. Nah, I'm not gonna. That's... Whew.
Yeah.
Again, I see where they're coming from. It's just... Not quite what they want. And okay, now that we're back with Hongo and Ichimonji, are we gonna do some sort of weird Kamen Rider Twilight junk? Because it best not be. I got no patience for
I have this. I feel it necessary to point out that Twilight is not the only love triangle.
No, it's not the only one, but it's become the shorthand.
Okay, well, I think it's become the shorthand for popularly disliked love triangles. I actually think it gets kind of a bad rap.
Maybe we can get back to Shakespeare on that.
Hey, what are you doing here? Invasion!
I'm just saying.
Get out of my ring!
Wow.
Yeah, okay, so obviously I would rather go with the Shakespearean angle, but I see what Aleph is saying in that it seems to be a love triangle of pain and discomfort and, like, just their kind of...
And awful people.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, they come off as really unlikable, don't they? And that's an issue, I think. Because a love triangle, obviously, any form of dramatic irony can be a beautiful thing if it's kind of funny.
Oh, it can.
You know, it doesn't have to be laugh out loud, but as long as there's an element of you know, hope, a light at the end of the tunnel. And this is, it's kind of dreary. This is cool, Emma. The bats.
I kind of like this.
Crappy
in theory.
CG, but great concept.
I wish they would have thrown in more.
It's a good idea.
It's kind of just a little bit weird, the inconsistencies of the power sets, for lack of a better term, for all these different kaijin. It's funny that he can summon these bats out of nowhere with his, you know, modified body. I get the flight and the strength and stuff, but the summoning is a little weird.
Well, he gets Dracula powers, clearly.
Obviously, yeah.
Duh!
Actually, he's kind of like Gold Bat from Kikaider in that aspect.
All right.
Mm.
I wonder if somebody just really loved that and was like, yeah, let's do that in this, you know, Kamen Rider movie, because it's all Ishinomori.
Hey, why not?
Look at the tiny cut.
It looks good.
On her cheek. The most perfunctory injury, you know? That's the generic woman's injury.
Well, hey, or her shoulder could be hurt.
Shoulder, oh my goodness.
Well, she didn't twist her ankle.
I was going to say, I think her ankle's coming.
No. Yeah, she's fainted. It's got a lot on a lot of other shows with regards to that representation. I wouldn't want to watch a series of this, though, I have to say right now.
No, I don't think so. Like, little bits of this are kind of like, my least favorite father in Kamen Rider, maybe.
There's a little...
I feel a little
Okay, I was
going to
say,
there's
a... I'm sorry, did you watch X? Because that is a screwed up dad, okay?
You know what? I can take him over, that's like, you know, the dad and the boy named Sue. He just wants you to be tough and strong, so...
He wants you to be tough and strong, so he leaves you a super secret undersea base with cool stuff and his own body in it, and then the next day he blows it up while you're relying on it too much.
Hey, the blood thing is coming back into the plot.
Actual motif.
Hooray.
Yeah, which is nice. I like the Shocker Island.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about it is that Hongo Light seemed to be... based there. Mm. I guess everybody goes back to it,
but
it's
kind of
funny.
I keep wondering, like, do they have their own just home bases, and this is just where his is, and, like, Hongo had his own hopper lair somewhere?
Right.
Well, maybe they have dorms there for all their kaijin. Yeah. Who knows?
It seems like it'd be a smart thing to do.
They did in the manga. Every kaijin had its own little room. You see very early on, I think, the Batman hangs upside down in there, you know, and they all have their own little room, and it's just a corridor with doors with, like, a symbol on each one, you know? Yeah.
That's funny. I need to reread the manga, because I keep forgetting.
The headquarters in the manga is brilliant as well. It's one of my favorite, like, villain hideouts, because it's a field. It's at the foot of Mount Fuji. It's just the most innocuous-looking field with horses in it. It's great. Because it's not a castle looming in the distance, you know? It's just a nice, innocuous...
Okay. I just want to point this out. I called BS on this plot development.
Right.
Just like, okay. why doesn't Takeshi Hongo have any problems, and his why isn't his blood rejecting him? Well, he must just be the first one we got right. Guys, come on. That's lazy. Why even bring this up, then?
I think it's almost a justification of, you know, the original, why the Monsters of the Week sucked so much, because, I mean, Amit's brought this up before particularly. The Kaijin, every Kaijin should be on a level with the Rider in the original series. There's no real reason why they shouldn't be. You know, every fight should be so difficult for Ichigo. And sometimes they're not. Sometimes they are. Sometimes they really, you know, they put him through the ringer. But I like that idea that he's equal. That's what the flipping grunts are for. They're there to be smushed. The Kaijin are supposed to be a real challenge because they're on the same level.
Also, Sick Boy has now put on the red scarf and is running around. And I just realized we've got the scarf is now made of the red thread from her to him. Yeah. It's like another bit of like, ooh.
Yeah. I'm not sure what to make of the symbolism, actually, of him wearing the scarf at this point, much less dog here.
Yeah.
High dog.
Because it's a... And he doesn't like dogs. See, this is...
Oh, jeez.
He's not even going to have the save the kitten
much
moment.
Much pain, very Kaijin.
So shocker.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Rate, comment, subscribe. Yeah, here we go, the red thread of destiny. I mean, come on, we all get this, right? We've seen enough Japanese and Chinese, whatever, fiction to, get this. Claire's making a heart sign at me, but she does that all the time anyway, so I see no difference. I kind of like this, I'll admit. I'm sure this probably...
It's a sweet
I'm just going to stop using the word mushy or cheesy, Aleph, because this is cool. I mean...
It is sweet.
It's heartwarming and lovely. The gift that she gave to him has now connected them.
She doesn't have to say it. I'll be honest. She doesn't have to say it.
Well, you know, just to make sure that you get it.
This is the point of the movie where you go, "Oh, I think these kids are going to be all right."
Yeah, and then but then you wonder, why is this scene in the movie?
Yeah,
then?
If you want to be happy, stop watching now. Actually, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Yeah, have fun.
Gets pretty bad for me.
Good news, these two get together and they live happily ever after.
It's great.
Just a spoiler warning.
Oh, actually, I've just remembered how they do... Sorry, come on, it's a commentary. I've just remembered... We know, no spoilers. I've just remembered how they look, actually, as Kaijin. And I'm not looking forward to it now.
Oh, well, you're upset about that,
Come on.
Yeah, well, like you said, stop
any
now if you want to be happy.
What they do with her design, I guess we'll tackle it when we get there, but
at
a certain age, like, you don't question that sort of thing, maybe, but like, I kind of think it's my responsibility as an adult who chooses to watch this kind of stuff, just be like, you know what, that sucks. Especially as I know a bunch of girls who are into Toku, and you know, I think it's important, I think, for a guy who likes it to sort of to say when something does stink.
To at least be aware.
When something does stink, I think...
Wait. So are you saying that you're going to rewrite all the heroes from the past who have said bad things?
That's right.
And, like,
and turn
they all
into...
have to be part of the liberal machine?
That's right.
The liberal machine. That's me. Big machine, little machine,
I'm going to use
and liberal machine.
Liberal machine. I will use the force of my will to rewrite everything.
Have a fainting moment.
Yes, I'm sure you will. You damn crazy liberal.
Because you've got a
crazy dream girl is
why not,
sick
right?
too.
I mean,
yeah.
All right, quick thing though. Isn't this what The Fault in Our Stars is based on?
Wow.
That.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
So, like, I just want to say this is the best version of that.
I'm sorry. Well, okay. John Green sat there. He's playing Mario Kart. He suddenly thinks, do you know what? I'm going to watch a Kamen Rider movie and then write the novel of it. What a rip-off merchant. I know we all hate John Green because he's a rotten misogynist who doesn't watch what he says. Poor guy.
I have no opinion. Yeah. But I'm just wondering if Fault in Our Stars features jump-kicking bug monsters. Because if it does, I will have to go see that film.
It features dirty, horrible, pornographic things that children shouldn't be allowed in their schools. That's all I know about that. Demon Seeds
books.
They're just like Harry Potter.
Teaching you how to do magic.
Now,
and making you turn gay. Don't forget about that.
Okay, so the scarf, again, like, I can't take my eyes off it. They're really shoving it in our faces, aren't they? Is that the wool there that she used to... Is that the wool that she used to knit it? In the back...
Oh my gosh, yeah. You're probably right.
Yeah, that's good crazy. Call.
Okay, but I mean, he's taking it off now. So what does that mean?
Well, that's because he's human
he's,
now.
He's holding
No, it. Come on! It's got, I mean, something. This is flipping... This is the Japanese Alfred Hitchcock we're dealing with here. All right? No, in fairness, all right, this is not a... Ishii Katsuhito movie. Wait, who did direct Kamen Rider the First? That's the kind of thing we should know. Wow.
I'm going to find
that's enough.
Shall
sentence.
I look at the back
Please,
of my box?
Get
and find
Kamen
out?
Rider the
Please
First
do.
Official okay. release, which we're all watching, of course, and tell me who the director of this film is. It's taken a while, people. Listeners, shout it.
Here we are. It's Takao Nagaishi.
Of course! Who's heard of this guy?
Not me.
Wait, hang on.
Yeah.
Nagaishi.
Sorry. Yeah, yeah.
He's done a couple episodes of Ryuki, Agito, he did some stuff on Gingaman, Mega Ranger, O-Ranger.
I recognize that name from Live Man.
Yeah, Live Man.
It was! Okay, right. Yep. So, okay, Live Man, right? I like that series. It's very 80s. And I think...
Yeah, therefore it is good.
Yeah,
right?
Well, 80s Sentai is my favorite Sentai.
Yep, there's the taxi driver. Are you talking to me?
You bastard.
And I think, I don't know, I like actually that how 2000s this film is, considering it's directed by what I would call an 80s guy in that case.
Hmm. It's got a lot of, like, verses in it for me.
As in the film verses. Okay, right, yeah.
Just a lot of, like, stylish people just posing and hitting each other.
Yeah. It's and
not,
yeah,
yeah,
that's
not generally,
never mind. Yes,
not
ask,
generally
but...
my thing, I have to say, but I'm down with it.
Aw.
I'm down with it here. I can accept anything within this movie, because maybe by virtue of the fact that I know it's going to be over in, like, you know, 20 minutes. Do you know what I mean? It annoys me, at least I know it's self-contained. Like, with something we all know that I've gotten sick of Gaim.
Also, and this is the first part where we acknowledge, oh yeah, all that other stuff, that's a flashback.
Right. But I mean,
because it was never made explicit.
I don't think, oh man.
Hongo, stop following them around.
I don't get that feeling.
You are a creepy
like
stalker.
Like, I need to keep watching it, which is, you know, good. Hey, anyone seen this location before? Mm.
Yeah,
only 20 times, maybe?
And now they're going to have to fight for the girl, because the girl is an object which must pass between two men.
And yet, okay, they're fighting... Oh, okay, there are two of you. If you really want to protect her that much, make friends.
Yeah.
Ooh,
okay. Can I say
point.
What really annoys me about these guys? They both have a necklace.
Sure. Yes, that would
Simple
be a problem
that.
For you,
What if you have
it?
A necklace?
Is that why I don't get... Am I missing a
no,
reference
what,
here?
Only one of them should have... It's too
no,
much.
Just...
Only one of them should have a necklace. Someone out there will get okay. what I'm saying. It just... It looks like... Again, try hard. I'll use that phrase again. You both have a necklace. Like, oh, you're both super cool. Like, they're just... They're not that different. They're not different enough for me aesthetically.
No, they are not.
I think Ichimonji probably has a couple rings,
like,
too.
Like, Hongo
right?
and Hayato, in the episodes where they are actually together... I mean, they do kind of blend a little later in Kamen Rider, but initially, they seem so different to me in the original series. Hayato has that really distinctive outfit he wears all the time, the sleeveless jacket, you know, the beige jacket with the red, with the windbreaker thing. Not
right.
windbreaker, but I mean, they, you know, and Hongo will occasionally wear, yeah, Hongo will occasionally wear suits, and they look sufficiently different to me, and they carry themselves very differently. These two, I don't see it as much.
It's just the
yeah,
hair.
I really...
Gasp! The handsome one! The sexy
the
man in the bug
one.
Mask! Killed your fiancé!
Everyone's the handsome one in this movie. That's what kind of sucks about it, for my money. They're both pretty boring looking. I mean... Like, I think that Hongo is meant to be more sad, maybe, and Bowser Jr. is meant to be more angry. I can't... I've got sad and angry. What
I
a
guess.
Range, you know?
Also, you know, were getting them in the costumes without the helmets fighting. I'm a sucker for that.
Yeah, I know a lot of people dig that. I'm not...
Yeah, like, I'm okay with it.
In small doses.
I'm okay with it sometimes, but here I actually feel like it hurts the story because it feels like the helmets or the masks are what give them the bulk of their power, even though they obviously have, you know, power in their damn cursed bodies.
I'll tell you why I don't like it. It's because it always feels to me like whenever they do the getting rid of the helmet thing, like they're almost embarrassed, like, to be a kid show with guys with funny faces. That's kind of how it feels to me. And sometimes it seems like they're trying to put over the actors a bit too much, get loads of their face on screen, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I've always had a kind of funny feeling about the melding of the suit actor or the, you know, suited character and the actual character of the show, or like, you know, Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire, whoever it is, you know, being unmasked or whatever in the movies. And it's like, it feels too bad sometimes that the suit actor and the actual actor can't be the same person. Like with Fujioka originally.
Yeah.
Like, it was really cool that he did both until he got injured. Well, but he got injured as
in the line of duty.
Yeah, but I mean, he got injured not as Kamen Rider, but as, you know, Hongo on a bike, right?
Oh, he did, yeah.
So, like, it kind of doesn't matter. I mean, it's sad that he got hurt and everything, but either way, he could have been hurt, you know? I just want to point out, again, from a couple minutes ago, there was another water transformation of people's emotions and state of being.
You might be on the money with that motif thing, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. That's...
Maybe I should stop bringing it up.
Yeah, like, we get it, okay? We know you're the smart one.
So I don't believe the point.
I just keep wishing they would have done better with the blood rejection thing.
Really?
I wish they would have figured more stuff to do with it.
Yeah.
There was an audible hiss. I know some people have their volume down right now, but there's an audible hiss. Are we okay with that or not really?
I'm okay with the hiss. Because, I mean, they're trying to bring out the fact that they are monsters of this kind.
Snakes, of course there's an audible hiss.
But we're not okay with the
hiss.
Go
on, Ayla.
It's against this is Kamen Rider. Everyone else has a full face mask.
Well, I was going to say, okay, you said about how the mask getting wrecked. Okay, here's the thing. If you're an actor going in for a job as a protagonist in something called Masked Rider, mate, don't be precious about showing your face on screen, all right? Yeah.
So that's a good point.
This lady here, she makes this cardinal rules for me. We've got the obligatory leg stretch upskirt shot kicking base thing, which bores me to tears. And obviously the exposed lower face. And, like, I kind of thought, okay, this is an adult movie. It's supposed to cater to adults. So I think at a later point she even licks her lips. So, like, are we really going for the titillation thing? All right? So why is it in the kids series? Because in that, every series now seems to have a prominent female baddie who's all hideous and monstrous, except for her lower face, which has pretty lipstick. And that, it seems to be cropping up all the time. It's crass, it's lazy, and
really
I don't
is.
Really...
They
don't even put effort into it. If they move them out, for all, like, God, go for it. Make up the woman. Just put makeup on her actual face. But, of course, then you'd have to pay female suit actors, wouldn't you, Toby? Oh, that'd be an issue. Make up the face.
Bad,
let the person act with their face. Do it for the men as well. Why can't we get... Oh, because Rider Man looked so goofy. But it's hot when it's a woman. I hate that kind of crap.
Yeah.
No, it's nonsense.
I know, I'm not really a big fan of Rider Man either, to be honest. But that's for a whole of...
In either incarnation?
Well, obviously Gackt gets special points. But, I don't like Rider Man for a variety of reasons.
Yeah, I think I now retroactively hate Rider Man a little bit because Tackle's dead and he's not.
Yeah, what you got to do, okay, watch the episode of E3 where Rider Man dies and then immediately watch the X movie, which is his next chronological appearance. Brilliant. It's the most explosive comeback from the dead you've ever seen. All right, Rider Man. All right.
can we excuse Ichimonji a little bit here?
Yeah, go on. Yeah, we can.
Can we excuse him for being, like, possessive over Asuka because he's still kind of evil? Or do the right... I mean, they're not really
because they're boring they're characters under the at this threat point. Of... Boring!
Yes.
I like the romance, and I can see what people might criticize it. It's the men that's what's crap in the romance. If you want to criticize the romance in this movie, it's how the men flipping express themselves.
I would agree. I mean, she's interesting, and she tries to take care of things and get stuff done. But yeah, they're just being weird and kind
of
creepy.
Maybe
an uber possessive.
Can we talk about maybe the sacred hegemony of cycle kindred evolutionary realm?
So what?
No, it's pronounced shocker. Did you not clock that?
Oh.
Shocker is an acronym.
Yeah, it's
amazing,
kind of a mouthful,
isn't it?
Right?
Yeah. Sorry. The sacred hegemony.
I didn't notice that.
So the sacred hegemony. So it's a church and state. As
I'm
well.
Sorry. I'm used to hearing that. I'm used to hearing that as hegemony, but you're probably
no.
Correct.
Well, I mean, God, I had a conversation with someone recently about synecdoche, and I've been saying synecdoche all my life.
Oh, skin.
Anyway, synecdoche. So the sacred hegemony. Okay, so it's church and state as one. Sacred hegemony of cycle. So Pope's on a bicycle. Kindred. Oh. Okay, cycle kindred. Okay, so I guess it's we're all brothers and sisters, and we ride on bikes. Oh, that kind of makes sense. Kamen Rider. Evolutionary realm. Where is the...
In the sacred hegemony.
How is sentence?
Look, it needed to spell shocker, they weren't... It's not in America or an English-speaking country.
Can we not come up with a better... Sorry, okay, now, Walker, don't even let Ahmed say anything about Dan Walker. Let's come up with a better acronym for Shocker, okay? We'll go one at a time. I'll start, we'll take a letter each, okay, Aleph? All right, this is our acronym for Shocker. you're privy to this, listener, this is exclusive. Okay, sordid.
Heavy.
On.
Crap.
Kicking. That kind of works. They're shit kickers.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no. Everlasting.
Okay, we need to wrap it up now. Sorted, heavy on crap kicking, everlasting regiment.
There you go.
That is your new superior shocker backronym. Enjoy it. Take it with you. Write it down. I've actually lost track. Where are we now? What's going on? Are we at a lecture?
Oh, yeah. Apparently he's back at work at the college after he murdered somebody and stalked a girl.
You know what? I've already brought up Kashanan, but this scene does kind of remind me of it, and I wouldn't be surprised if they were channeling it a little here. And I say fair play, because I like that movie. I'm one of the few people that did, I think.
I haven't watched it yet.
I would recommend Kashanan. It's one of the few superhero movies that I, watch multiple times. I find it thoroughly
right
enjoyable. I barely made it through the Spider-Man movies and X-Men movies once. So, I've watched Kashanan like 4 times. Walk on a beach!
And now
they're
together.
Yeah, sorry, happier news. Let's stay positive. Walk on a beach.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know about you, Aleph, but I like long walks on the beach, getting caught in the rain.
Well, but, it's nice.
I mean...
It makes me feel fun and free so that I can go and be a part of someone else's story.
That's it, yeah. But...
Maybe you just don't understand what life is.
What I never like about these scenes is how the fella is always so reluctant. Okay, here we go. He's getting his trousers a bit wet, like he's having a go. And that's something I love about the end of Kabuto, is seeing the...
But he's playing in the water, DC.
Oh, I do. I see the water. You know, that could be snow someday. But I love at the end of Kabuto, the very, very tippity-top end, when, the main characters dance around on the beach together, and they're not afraid of getting wet and having a bit of crack. And I don't know. This guy, he seems so square, doesn't he?
He really does.
Motoki. Shocker. Yeah. It's actually a sacred hegemony of cycle kindred evolutionary realm, but we call him Shocker for sure. I've already forgotten ours. Sorry.
Yeah.
on a postcard.
Cool. It wasn't very good.
It was. It's brilliant. But if anyone out there comes up with a better one, please send it in. Twitter accounts
see,
at
like,
the end.
in the back of my head, I got as far as Super Hot Orchids.
That's pretty good. Super Hot Orchids can't kick ever. Reluctant. Yeah.
And now the threesome has
oh, don't call it.
You know,
that.
Now it's getting set up. The triad. Yeah, the triad. The polyamorous relationship.
Do you know what? At this point, why not make her a rider too?
That is always the correct response.
Yeah, why not? Do you know what I mean? I said earlier about it's weird getting the two riders in. For me, I thought we could have maybe. It almost surprises me they didn't go for a trilogy. You know, with one movie.
It would have made
sense.
Yeah,
one movie all about a rider. Second one.
Yeah.
You know, bad rider turns face. Third one, whatever, V3, I guess. Oh my god.
They team up and they meet a guy who says, I want to be a hero of justice just like you, but your life will be pain. I'm willing to bear that sin.
You know what? I don't even remember what happens. What happens in the what's it called? The Next. I actually don't remember at all. I know V3 is in it. I know he's played by Drake from Kabuto. That's all I remember.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that's all.
Good
that's
for
all
him.
I remember there. And again, that's kind of confusing. you yourself didn't even notice Raya here.
I didn't.
I don't know why that is.
It's the Raya, hair.
Because he's quite a prominent character in Ryuki. Maybe not the core four, but...
Well, certainly, but he's still a major guy.
I'd say he's in the next like tier down, isn't he, after the top four guys in Ryuki.
Yeah. He just didn't have that memorable a face to
me. Okay. He didn't change it much, did he? He just go around predicting things and being kind of a douche.
Hey, do we like that little exchange or establishment of, I don't know, what it means to be a writer between those two guys that we just saw? Hold on, standing perpendicular to
that's
on a fence
pretty
is pretty
baller.
Cool.
Yeah,
I like that a lot.
I'm down with
I hate
that.
To say.
Guy, hey, guy who I've been trying to kill most of this movie, we have to protect the girl. I agree, we must... absolutely protect the girl. Let us leave her alone to go walk on the beach romantically.
Yep. These are our heroes. Our heroes, ladies and gentlemen. Can you die for a woman you love? I'd rather not.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be better to live?
Hey, there you go.
yeah. You can think, I don't know, a pastor or a...
Wow.
No, it was... Never mind. Something at Christian school. I saw...
At Christian school.
Class.
Which you
anyway.
Flunked spectacularly, because you're now like some sort of cosmic entity. I can't even remember the name of whatever it is.
Amit.
Yeah, well, no, I can't... What you...
Yeah, they
know,
got...
your belief system. You're truly...
They were kind of freaked
folks,
out by that.
I'm sorry. Can I just break the fourth wall again? We have...
Go ahead.
Amit's belief system written on a post-it note on our computer. Yeah.
You really do?
The last time you said it, and it may have changed since then, Judaism as a Gentile. There you go,
that's
folks.
That's it, pretty much.
Edit that out if you like. I don't know if you want to talk about your spirituality on air. But certainly, this movie is not going to get very spiritual. What it is going to get is flipping Magnum P.I. I'm sorry, was I the only one who laughed out loud?
It's really stupid.
Of unhenshined riders on a boat, like, awkwardly stood next to each other. They're barely even friends, and they've got a boat, and they're... Oh.
That guy's shitty hair.
And they're just looking back and forth at each other, just like, oh.
Yeah,
well, hold on, we have to assume that... We have to assume that that's one of the few shocker fairies that they use to go back and forth. Olin, another stupid aside, I like the, actually, I don't like it. The subtle skull, or skeletal white... marks on the shocker grunts.
Do it or
just
don't,
be honest
guys.
About it. Yeah, come on.
It's funny, isn't it? We made fun of the gas mask.
Riders are so good they can make a boat disappear.
Wait, I'm sorry, hold on. Why don't you have specially equipped goggles or lenses in your stupid gas masks that you can use as binoculars?
That is
binoculars
pretty funny.
On
oh,
top
man,
of those
yeah,
looks really
that.
Dumb.
No, I want to ask a serious question about the gas mask. We made fun of them already, but why? Can anyone come up with an in-universe reason why they would have breathing tubes?
Okay. Here you go.
Well, because they're constantly ingesting the gas pack is pumping
the
amphetamines and stuff into them. They're just breathing meth right now.
Okay.
That's why they're so very aggressive.
What is your take on this as the boss? I'm going to defer to you.
Oh, I was going to say that part of Shocker's plan is once they have everything into position, which they're critically coming up to having that done, they are going to release an aerosol over Japan that will have deleterious effects on those who are either aren't or who refuse to swear.
They're doing the Henshin poses, guys.
And these guys are going to distribute the... once you've been sprayed, you have a certain amount of time, and these guys will distribute to you the cure if you pledge your allegiance to Shocker.
That makes sense.
And the Pope on a bicycle.
We did just see the Henshin sequence and the turning to foam. Like, what's with the old school references now? Where did this come from?
Yeah, I feel like it's a little
late for that. We could at least have had them be wind powered from the start.
Maybe he broke their tubes and that turned them into foam. I don't know.
Yeah, it just sprays foam everywhere.
Yeah, can I say, like, I would love, actually, to have seen them be explicitly wind-powered. That would be really cool, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would
be nice. Actually, I said, like, why not have the snake dude's face exposed? He looks so boring compared to the bat and spider, doesn't he?
I will give
boring
that.
Design.
Yeah, you know what? I wasn't really in love with the snake design in the old show either.
Really? I liked how his hood was like a separate piece, so it flopped around. I thought that was hilarious.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Say, I don't know anyone out there who's actually read the manga, but the two snake people here, this is a pretty explicit reference to the original manga, with the Cobra Man and Medusa Lady. But again, like, why not make her a Medusa Lady? Have her... look ostensibly normal, like they obviously want to have her mouth there, fair enough, just have her look completely normal, but have snakes, robot snakes coming out of her head, because I'd find that
that would have been cool.
Appealing.
That would have been pretty snakes scary. Yeah.
I wonder, she has all these little like dots on the back of her head. I mean, they're like very, I mean, look at them, they're obvious. Maybe that's what that was supposed to be, and they just said, never mind, let's not do that.
We can't
let's
afford that. Nah.
Yeah, actually, I see your point. Yeah, I guess it's kind of a reference, or maybe something, a missed opportunity would be a better way of putting it.
Yeah.
I would say a missed opportunity for sure. are we supposed to read something into Hongo nobly taking on everybody?
I love that we're ignoring...
Yeah, he doesn't actually care about the girl, and he's going to let the horn dog
save her. I love that we're ignoring the drill.
Save her.
Yeah. That only does it even warrant being said about being commented on?
You know, they tied her to the log, and now they're just sending her down to the giant saw because she's a damsel, and that's all that this.
But if it was a sword, okay, it's a drill.
Well, you have to
bore
into their heads. Yeah, it's actually
it's
really
dumb.
About
it.
Have you ever tried to drill a moving object?
Yes, and it's ended
easy.
In pain. I'll tell you that.
Not easy at all. Here's the charged up punch of dark energy, which I'm not really sure about. What's that like?
I guess that's his venom
sting. No, well, he should have two fingers, shouldn't he? Like fangs or something.
Things
like that.
There's a really weird inconsistency. Like, it's pretty techie, I would say.
Hmm.
And you could go with science, like super science being the thing. But these weird, like, I'm even okay with the flying. I am okay with the flying, but the weird, you know, dark energy stuff, and like I said, summoning the CGI bats is kind of, like, very inconsistent with the rest of what they've showed us.
It is, yeah.
And, obligatory,
rider kick!
Thrashing of them knowing to both rider kick at the same time, right?
Yep.
Oh, is that? No, the helmet is not coming off. The whip is coming out.
Because
that was on his head.
Yes, it was.
Oh,
what?
Well, see, yeah. It's cute that they're
a single monster. And besides,
it's cute that they're all coupley.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah,
it would just be nice if her,
we could see his face.
If she got the same treatment,
yeah, his face, that'd be good.
It's interesting.
I'd be happy with either.
It's interesting that they
just to show their
they don't show his face. I don't know. Like, I know the actor that's playing the Cobra guy. He's half American, and it's strange to me. Normally, Ryder would jump on that, wouldn't it? Like with Shun in Forze. if there's any sort of not, I don't want to say like non-Japanese heritage. You know, if there's any sort of unusual ethnicity in an actor, they'll play up on it. And it's weird to me that they didn't. That they don't want to show his face. They don't want to show his features. They don't want him saying, you know, this is also part of my job. There's a reference to it. Yeah, really strange. Really strange to me. It, yeah, like I said, it looks so boring and not snake-like at all. What snake wears a coat?
What? I like the helmet.
Do you know what I'd like to see?
Helmet's kind of snakey, I
guess.
I'm going
to pull something out of my ass here. Okay, start him off in a long coat, but then he sheds it before he fights. Huh?
Ooh,
there you go.
That would be cool. Shedding his skin.
Snakes.
That would be a lot of fun.
Easy, isn't it?
And this is just the thing where it's like, hey guys, remember, all these dudes that our hero is killing, they're people on some level.
Yeah, I know. God, imagine a series of that, though. That would be exhausting.
That would be.
I think this is much better at bringing all that to the fore. And, you know, we went on a little journey with these characters, and we care. Or at least I do. I feel bad that they got turned into...
I only care about this guy, because he's a new Tiger Mask. But I don't think there's probably a lot of people listening who care. I don't know. Hopefully there is somewhere out there. But, yeah. I don't know about her, though. Don't know anything about her. Sorry. Toku fans, maybe someone can tell me what else she's been in.
Oh, but this is sweet.
And then look at this reversal. Yeah. He's bringing her a flower.
That's full circle. Wow.
He's sad, though, isn't he? It's all his pain to bear, you know. She's dead. I honestly, if one of them had to die first, I'd rather it was him. Just mix it up a little.
Yeah, I
get it. It's almost always the girl first, and it gives the man a bit of, a bit of pain and strain.
Bad pain.
Yes. Boring.
I'm not going to defend the decision, but I think it actually would have been more interesting to show her dealing with his death, because I think she's a lot stronger and would have dealt with it better.
The fault in our Kaijin.
Even if we got to see her... even if we got to see her being emotional about it, she's always been strong.
Yeah. Also, Rider Chop, still the deadliest attack.
Yeah, we get to see
also,
the punch.
Why did they put the drill so dang far away? These guys are a frightfully inefficient, evil organization.
It is weird, isn't it, how old school and silly this setup is compared to the rest of the movie, where it tries to be very dark and serious and sexy, and then you have this ridiculous conveyor belt setup. It's incongruous.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not for...
I wish he would have got turned into a Kaijin and then just started punching him.
I totally agree, or at least they get there too late and she's just dead because the process can't be completed, and it's kind of partially because of them. Like, that wouldn't have been a bad thing.
If they knew there was going to be a sequel, have her seemingly killed, these guys can have their man pain and go off together and eat ice cream together, but then end teaser, she survived, she's been turned into a Kaijin, she's the baddie in the next movie. I don't remember who the baddie in the next is. Who is it? I don't know.
It's the girl from The Ring. Or
she
the
should have been V3.
I remember that.
Yeah, I was just thinking
cool.
That.
I remember there's like a new chainsaw lizard in it, I think. V3 Kaijin.
Wait, hold up. Hold up.
Yep.
Was that the climax?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, believe it or not.
Yeah. Don't worry, though. They've begun to build a new facility. So, it's all good.
That's...
It's pretty...
Really?
See, look. It's you may tease.
Okay.
It's a weak victory.
It really is.
Shocker is something that you're going to have to continue to battle.
No, yeah. Viewers.
So,
I'm just
I don't know.
Saying
but
I could have
kind of
used...
a bad climate.
Yeah, it was. And he's just been carrying her across the water, unconscious.
Yeah, carrying the unconscious woman. Yes, we know, there's snowflakes. Carrying the unconscious woman again. Oh, this is a thoroughly modern superhero film, isn't it?
Also, I know I'm supposed to get like, he's so brave and manly, but all I can think of is the creature from the Black Lagoon.
You know what? That's not an unfair characterization of Hongo in this movie.
Yeah, no.
Man.
He's... Oh, and then this
is really like self-serving bit of a hero walk, isn't it? I really don't feel it. I gotta say.
No.
Yeah. Compare this to the end of Shin, where he, like, that meant something, whereas this is like just supposed to put him over. To use a British phrase.
That's not a British friend, my friend. That's not a British phrase at all. Listeners out there know where putting someone over comes from. But Shin, ends with him escaping with his child underground. You know, while everything gets messed up above, if you actually look at the characters in Shin, look at the plot, it doesn't really end that well at all. There's actually... good doesn't really triumph, and Shin's just left escaping in the sewers.
Well, that's why it's
a
the
single
prologue.
Father. Yeah, of course. if only. So, I mean, I kind of wish this film could have gone more in that direction, more what happens next. Obviously, Shocker's still around, but when the only question is, when the only answer to the question, what happens next, is more fights, I guess, it's not a very interesting answer.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not. There's no sense of accomplishment, because I know, like, he saved the they save the damsel. She is in less distress, except for the fact that she's just gone through a traumatic event and should probably be under blankets at a hospital and not, you know, out, you know, exposed wearing a thin dress on a cold beachfront at night.
Mm.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Yep, but it's so romantic, isn't it?
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, unconscious women are so, like, that's romance right there to me.
Especially when they're being held by the guy who they'd blame for killing their lover, right?
Well, who would not leave her alone. Like, if she had found out...
Sorry, the stalker.
Yeah, if she had found out, like, oh no, you didn't actually kill my fiancé, and then she finds him at the prison where he should be for killing her fiancé, and say, no, it turns out it wasn't him, it was these other guys. And then the cops say, are you sure? Because it sounds like it was him, and he's freaky. Sorry,
like
just, it's one of those, it is one of those things where you know, I'm not entirely buying the reality of the world because I don't understand how these people work, even though I do agree with the earlier statement that it's nice to see them just being around Tokyo in just various places.
But, okay, I take your point.
Also, this end theme is
crap. This was designed for an adult audience, it did a bad job, didn't it?
Yes, it did. It does not hold up. It does not hold up to most common
writer films. It's funny, I think this might actually be a time when you can...
That are made for
when
children.
When you can use the word pretentious for its true original meaning, and that this film, like, doesn't really know what its target audience is. To an extent, it's a silly, shallow, like, children's movie. A teenager's movie. At least children's movies have an element of fun, maybe, and a lesson. It's a teenager's movie, and I probably, you know, would have loved it as a teenager, I don't know, but it also kind of, it, like, lazily aspires to be adult. Oh, look, the song Bright Our Future by Da Pump was featured. I love Da Pump.
I know.
I jump to Da Pump. Every damn, yeah, that's right. Let me tell you, 33%. I don't know about you guys, but this movie didn't really succeed at being anything it set out to be.
No.
I don't hate it, but I think it's such a shame what it could have been. An adult Kamen Rider movie should have been so much
more.
Well, I think that's just it. It's lost potential.
Go ahead.
Go on, I'm done now.
I was just going to say, I don't think it deserves hate at all, especially because I think the part where it really falls apart is in the last 15 minutes or so. Because, I mean, there are problems throughout, but that's kind of, it's a poor conclusion to the story, especially, I mean, well, let me put it this way. I think, you know, the Cobra and the Snake Lady, or whatever she's supposed to be, have, like, a better conclusion to their story than do our protagonists.
Yes.
Who arguably should have an equally good, if not better, end to their story, or well-told end to their story.
Yes.
So, yeah, it is kind of a missed opportunity. But there's a lot of interesting things in here. I had said previously that I would suggest this to somebody.
Right.
I'm backing off from that.
There's a great question. Do you think this is a good entryway for Ryder? Because I don't think it is at all.
No.
No, definitely
no.
I think it's worth a watch for, like, fans who, you know, are really into Kamen Rider.
Yeah, well, you know, once you've seen a few things,
it's not really,
it's fun to go check it out.
Just for comparison's sake, but I don't credit it as entertainment, really, and I think, like Aleph said, you spend the whole thing thinking what could have been. Because this film tries to satisfy, I think, such a broad audience and a shallow audience, rather than focusing on one, taking a risk, and really getting to grips with the material through an adult lens.
Mm. Yeah, maybe it needs to be redone.
Oh no, no more remakes.
Not redone.
Can I just say, by the way?
I'm just saying. A different outset would be good for it. But it's particularly particularly interesting to me, having read the manga and seen, like, a decent chunk of the original show that's out in English. So it's interesting from that, from almost like a historical, archaeological point of view, but definitely not, you know, something to put on for fun. Yeah.
It's too depressing for that. No. Like, even if you don't judge it as a writer, if you just judge it as a movie existing in a vacuum, which is, of course, nonsense, but if you try that, like, oh, it's just kind of sad, isn't it? It doesn't really fill me with the joys of heroism and justice and all that.
Well, it doesn't really fill me with much of anything, except, like, well, come on, guys, you could have done anything else. You have a budget, you have a good writer, you have, I suppose, a half-decent director. This is what you got?
Half-decent in that he did Live Man, so, you know.
The directing, I wouldn't say, was bad at all. Last Water Crystal image was a bit too much. But maybe it's just because I'd brought it up a few times. And that really dark scene in the beginning wasn't good. But for the most part, it looked decent, but it has such a dreary tone overall in the writing and in even the cinematography, I would say, the lighting.
Yeah.
That it's kind of, it's, I would agree. I'm not even very familiar with Try Hard, but it seems like it's trying very hard to project this image and just not.
It's not comfortable in its own skin. It's aspiring to be something, but it's not like... I don't know about you guys, it's kind of a hard thing to quantify, but I didn't get a feeling of the heart of this movie. And heart is what I like about Kamen Rider.
Well, that's the thing that makes Kamen Rider work, because, you know, you take it on its own. I was very skeptical about Kamen Rider, because I hear Kamen Rider, I thought Power Rangers and Saban's Masked Rider when I first started thinking about getting into it, but then I heard, oh, but there's a good story at the heart of this that's about people and about stuff you can relate to in life and about expressing pro-social values. I'm like, okay, well, at that point, I can then just allow the guys in rubber monster costumes and the karate bugmen to just wash over me because we're telling a story that is saying something.
Mm.
Or at least is aspiring to, because, I mean, you take what
I don't even know if I can put it into words like that, but, I think, like I said, that heart, that idea that someone somewhere in the production team cared about this production, and I there's some series I don't get that from. You know, there's a couple of writer series I don't care for at all, but this is a movie that joins those ranks. I don't really believe that they cared, but... I'll still watch the sequel. Then about you guys?
I'll give it a shot. Hey.
We've covered the Holy Trinity of writer movies, so I guess it's time to...
Which ones were those? Deal with I don't think I was
the,
there for that.
I'm sorry. Shin first, then Zeto, then J.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's a great set of movies, actually.
Yeah, we've done the Holy Trinity, so now it's time for, like, the despicable duo of... Why wasn't there the last? Because the first two kind of sucked, I guess. It's terrible, for a commentary. I mean, I didn't really come into this with hopes of any kind, just because, I mean, this is... I know I'm not a huge fan of this movie. I don't remember the next at all, and it might surprise me. I don't know. It might be a marked improvement on this film. So I'm very open-minded about it.
Yeah, I'm definitely curious to find out. Now, here's the big question. Do we watch the original version or the fan-edited version that puts things in chronological order?
I didn't even know that existed. No, I will I will choose to watch the film, not the...
Yes, okay. I will watch it as as it was presented, and if I think it's full of crap,
I was
going to
say that.
So.
Well, I'm sorry. The reason I want to watch the actual movie as it was intended is there's a word for something when you take a thing and you put it through like a kind of a process, and you can't see, but I've taken my hand and I'm moving it down my body, and you put it through a process and something comes out at the bottom. At the bottom. And that is...
Wow.
That is what you get if you try and... Yeah, so no, much like with... And, you know, I'm not bashing the people that did it, because I understand they have their own, they've got their own interests, that's cool. But I definitely wouldn't... I'm as interested in that as I am Kamen Rider Ixa, you know, the... Because, my goodness, like, I, again, private project,
what?
Fair play,
Did someone make a Kamen Rider Ixxel
show? But I am not going to watch Kiba
I have it all.
Re-edited in chronological order, because not only is that not fun,
no,
but it's kind of an insult to the original intent.
That's really missing the point. The point was the parallel stories that would develop in parallel.
I can understand, because I do a lot of like crazy, you know, fan stuff for my own amusement, so I can understand maybe they wanted to get it straight in their head, but I definitely don't see an entertainment value in that, and so I definitely don't want to do that with a film I'm not even sure I'm going to like as it is. Wow.
Right. Well, we could just watch it twice.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Let's see if we can watch it once first, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. the Kamen Rider Ixxel thing is interesting. I have it as a curiosity. I still haven't looked at it. Well, I need to finish Kiba. But after
yes, you
I do. I'm not really sure I'll watch it because it works so well. It's such a well-constructed show.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't need, I think, to be moved around. The time doesn't have to be fixed because there's something wrong with it. It's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfectly laid out. Anyway, are we done, guys?
Super done.
Okay. Wow, I'm sorry.
I think we can leave it there.
Okay, well, thanks everybody for listening. Hope you enjoyed it, and I don't know, join us for
you
the
do know.
For the next.
Join us for the next, and suggest alternative things the word Shocker can stand for.
Yes!
Do.
Best one will get a shout-out.
Use our contact details.
If you experience any complications you'd like to make a testimonial or have any questions, send your correspondence to uncomcastrx@gmail.com or contact us via Twitter @needsmorealif, @gomezq, @illustratorclaire, @nejirayon, @professorwhat, @sonoyourface, @wheresmyhenshin. On behalf of everyone, this is Amit saying we hope you have enjoyed this dose of the cure for the Kamen Rider Show. I run the show's Twitter feed @UncommonRx, as well as the Toll Network feed @TrialofHeroes, where you can keep up to date on all our shows, including Moonspeak, a bi-monthly Sailor Moon Crystal show discussing the ongoing series, and Rebels on Trial, which covers the exploits of a ragtag group fighting against the Empire in that galaxy far, far away. Subscribe through iTunes, Stitcher, your favorite RSS reader, or visit trialofheroes.wordpress.com to get it all.